that creating web-based communities so that what we can start to do is to help you to connect with other people in your region. And, you know, sometimes it's amazing. You speak to somebody and it's like, do you know there's a Global Legacy Church 30 minutes down the road from you, you know? It's like, really? Yeah. We want you to be connected. We have six Scottish leaders who got connected on a video conference call. And, you know, we just love to see that, where leaders are connecting with each other. You probably, many of you heard me say this, you know, the quote that we use around here from, of course, it's in the Bible. We played around with the order, is the river gets deeper the further from the temple it flows. And this is how the river gets deeper. It has to get deeper out there in the rest of the world. All roads cannot come back to Bethel. That is called bureaucracy. We do not have the parking space. You need a timeshare on your parking space if we're going to build it that way, you know? We just don't. So developing the relational regions is that. It's not like pushing you away, but if you can see it in those terms, we want to push this move of God away from us, so to speak. The way I phrase it is, in 50 years' time, we hope that if you dip a cup in the river, you'll taste Bethel. But if you swim back up the river, you might not get here. You know, it's like that. It becomes so confusing out there in terms of, you know, the stream, the river. It's meant to get deeper. And so we want to build these regions. And there's more information about this at the booth. And I think we've pretty much have covered the world as far as we can. And we will be having regional meetings. Danny and Chris and Bill already, when they go to various places, are having regional meetings. And I do that as well. On January the 4th and 5th, we're kicking off 2010 in the UK. How many Brits are here? How many from the UK? Wow, there's a ton of you. That's very encouraging for me. There's something really exciting going on in the UK. I absolutely know it. Bill knows that he has an assignment for the UK, so...